Dr. Ferber, you've been doing some research on the injuries that occur when people are running, and I'm astounded at the actual statistics. How bad is this problem?
For the last 30 years, the research has shown us that up to 50% of runners get injured every year. There's been some significant advancements in terms of footwear during that time, for example, in terms of orthotics, but 50% of runners continue to be injured. So our research is trying to understand what are the underlying mechanisms to help reduce that number. It translates to about 3 to 4 million Canadians per year.
Do people continue to injure themselves over and over again?
People do continue to injure themselves over and over. There's actually been some really interesting research to show that chronic running, so running over decades, is injury protective in terms of developing knee osteoarthritis, for example. But it's all these aches and pains. They were generally considered to be nuisance injuries, but they're a significant burden to our healthcare system. And our job from a research standpoint is to, understand the mechanisms and try to reduce that incidence of injury.
And what kind of injuries would they be?
Well, interestingly enough, 80% of running-related injuries involve the knee downward. So the most common running injury, about 30% of all runners will develop what's called runner's knee or patellofemoral pain syndrome, and that's pain underneath your kneecap. Another 20% of runners will develop IT band syndrome, which is pain on the outside of your knee. And then the remainder of the injuries are things like shin splints, stress fractures, Achilles tendonitis, plantar fasciitis.
Well, what's the problem? Are people not running properly?
It's not a matter of the mechanics of running. People actually run as efficiently as they possibly can, depending on how they're built, so their structure, depending on flexibility, depending on strength. So if somebody is inflexible in certain areas, if they're weak in certain muscles, that dictates their running mechanics. So we're not trying to change the way people run. We're trying to understand what imbalances in terms of inflexibility and strength are combined with their anatomical structure to dictate the way that they run. So in other words, we're trying to treat the root cause by understanding lack of strength, lack of flexibility.
What are you doing then in order to understand that?
There's four pieces of our injury puzzle: strength, mechanics, flexibility, and alignment. So we take scientific measurements of all four of those. We have an 8-camera motion capture system that captures data about their running mechanics. We use force dynamometers to measure strength. We have electronic goniometers to measure flexibility and alignment. And then based on all of that, we're compiling the world's largest database of those four pieces of the puzzle, and we're trying to understand the interrelationships.
And what have you found out so far?
Well, it's been quite interesting. Since 80% of injuries are from the knee down, our hypothesis is that there must be some central mechanism regardless of injury. So if you have plantar fasciitis or if you have patellofemoral pain syndrome, what we found is that weakness in your hip stabilizer muscles is present in almost 80 to 90% of runners. And then we've been very successful. 92% of our patients are injury-free within 4 to 6 weeks by concentrating on strengthening the hip stabilizing muscles. Now, certainly those runners have other problems as well. They might have weakness in some of their ankle stabilizers. They might have inflexibility in their hamstrings. But one common underlying mechanism, regardless of injury, is weakness of the hip stabilizing muscles.
So what kinds of things would you do to improve those?
Our research has shown that very simple exercises using a piece of TheraBand, resistiband, surgical tubing, every day, 3 sets, 10 repetitions, just doing some very simple exercises, they're posted on our website, can significantly reduce your potential for injury and significantly improves and optimizes your rehabilitation if you are injured.
Well, what happens for people who continue to injure themselves? Do they eventually get to the point where they simply have to give up running?
I firmly believe that everybody can run a marathon. It's just a matter of understanding how those four pieces of the puzzle are interrelated, and then we have to come up with some type of training program. So what we don't want to promote, the message that we never provide people is stop running. If somebody's on the verge of a stress fracture, then we might ask them to stop running for, say, a month or two and allow the bone to heal. But if somebody is continually getting injured over and over, then what we try to do is reduce their mileage, work on understanding the root cause of the injury, and then get them to advance their training program accordingly.
So how do you think you might use this research once you've got all your results together? What are you going to do with it?
What we should be able to do is predict injury from all of this. So if we take somebody who's just starting a running program, for example, or someone who's running their first marathon, we know that for both of those groups, the incidence of injury is actually quite a bit higher. It's around 70% for those folks. So we should be able to take this database and come up with an algorithm for every single runner in terms of, well, you're more likely to develop this type of injury. Let's say it's shin splints. This person is more likely to develop IT band syndrome, and here's how we can prevent it in the first place. So really our goal is to prevent injuries, and it's centered around healthy aging. We've actually developed what's called a gait analysis system, and it goes towards the prediction side of things. So right now people can come to the University of Calgary, they can have this analysis done, we can figure out the root cause of their injury and send them on their way. But because we're such a research-intensive lab, and because I have to teach and our students have to take classes, we only see maybe 12 to 15 patients per week. So we've developed this gait analysis system, and we're now installing it in clinics all across Western Canada. So right now, we're in downtown Calgary, so you don't just have to come to the university to get the analysis. You can go to downtown Calgary. We're also at the Banff Mineral Springs Hospital in Banff. In 6 weeks from now, we install in Victoria, and we're discussing with various clinics in Edmonton, Lethbridge, Kelowna, Vancouver, for example. So our goal is to have this very sophisticated technology in clinics all throughout Western Canada within the next 2 years, and then continue on throughout Canada, the U.S., and the world after that. What we get out of this is data, so it adds to our database. And what the public gets out of this is the ability to go anywhere and receive this sophisticated analysis. Because right now there's only 4 places in North America, and we're the only place in Canada where you can get this done.
Reid, I hope this becomes a runaway success. Thank you very much.
Thank you.